have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. All right, and here we go again. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. This should be an interesting episode. Why is that? Well, because this is one of those episodes where I kind of drew a blank. I love to work and speak and shoot video inspired, meaning inspired, in spirit, from the inner spirit, inspiration, meaning what comes to me, what is delivered to me that is mine to do. And today is one of those days that actually, while that intro is playing in the background and I'm waiting to record live, I have absolutely no idea what direction, where I'm going. Usually before I hit the button and record, I do my morning meditation. I record these very, very, very early in the morning to make sure that there's no outside sounds from, you know, life just being life, you know, sirens and doors and all kind of things like that. But before I hit that record button, I usually sit back with a cup of coffee, set the coffee down, set my timer, have some soft music on, and do some meditation. And meditation is stilling the mind, not thinking thoughts. Well, that's the objective. Sometimes that's very hard to do. But when I moved into position to begin recording and getting everything set up with the recording equipment and the software I use, I looked at a couple different books and thought about the last episode and thought, well, I'm blank right now. So I said, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I love this. I'm going to hit record and see what spirit delivers through me. So let's think about just that process. How many times do we hesitate? Do we stop? Do we pull back? Do we not take action? Do we not follow through? Because we just don't know. You know, we're conditioned. That's another paradigm to we have to know. And I guess that does go back to the previous episode where I was talking about being comfortable with uncertainty, because in that place of uncertainty is where we access infinite potential, right? But how many times does that really hold us back when we have to know exactly how everything's going to be, how it's going to turn out? We have to be so prepared, and I'm all about preparation. I love to be prepared. I don't believe it really in the word luck for the most part. I believe luck is preparedness meets opportunity. So I'm all about being prepared. But how often do we let that stop us from taking action? Because I used to be that person. I had to get ready, to get ready, to get ready, to get ready, to get ready. I want to start this business or that business. I had to get this duck in a row and that duck in a row. And I spent all my days organizing and planning and never participating in revenue generating activity. So you have to ask yourself, are you like that? Do you need to have everything just right and so perfect. Because you know what? You're going to learn more and grow more and learn to live from that inspiration that will always show up whenever you need it. When you start taking that step, when you start taking that action, because you're going to make mistakes. You might fail and you might fall down, but you get up and you move forward. Fall down, keep falling forward, right? And look at that as wisdom gained. You won't get anywhere from just sitting there and continuing to prepare. You will not manifest your good, no matter how many books you read on the law of attraction, no matter how many courses you take, no matter how many podcasts and recordings and CDs and DVDs you watch. You are not going to manifest the life you would love to live by sitting there and preparing more and studying more and studying more. Now, study is good. Getting knowledge is good. But what's even better is getting understanding. And understanding comes through the repetition, right? But the repetition is part of the doing, because we're maybe re-listening over and over again, reading over and over again, but you can't find anything that says not to ever take action. We can find things that say yes to sit in the silence and get our answers, absolutely. We can be told to wait patiently and look inside and be inspired. But we're not going to find anything that says don't do anything ever. You know, if we have to participate, we have to take action, we have to be the hands and the feet and the doers of the inner spirit. See, we have the idea, we have the dream, we have the goal, we have the picture and the visual, the vision of the life we would love to live, right? But we have to move into it. It's just like if I have the vision of this brand new beautiful house I want to move into, and I have the vision, well, nothing's going to happen until I get out there and find the house, prepare to acquire the house, and then actually move into it. If I would just sit here and read more books about how to acquire that house, it doesn't put me in the house. It'll put me in the house visually, and I have to do that. I have to do that. But the next step beyond that is to take action, to go see the house. Do I really want this? Okay, what's the next step to acquire the possession of it? So we have to take action. But we can be always guided, knowing that the inner spirit, the inspiration will be there. Because what is ours to do will always show up with each next step. Now, I'm not saying don't have a plan for your day. Have a plan and work your plan and execute your plan. Don't leave it all to chance, because that's making decisions by default. But you should have an objective for your day. What is mine to do today? And we want to look at every area of our lives. Maybe it is a day that you rest and practice some self-care, taking care of you. That's really, really, really important, and so many people neglect that. But if you have an objective to manifest different conditions, circumstances in your life, to see different results than the same old results you've been getting over and over and over again, you have to move. You have to get up. You have to put some feet on your dreams and take some actions. What is it? Did you start a new business? Are you reaching out to prospective customers or clients? What is it? Are you marketing yourself? People neglect to do this, you know, and it's important for what I do as well. You know, I record podcasts, and I'm in the personal development industry, and I always working on new talks. I deliver a new talk every week. I deliver some other talks during the week often. Like this week, I spoke to a group of realtors and people in the real estate industry. And this Saturday, I'm a keynote speaker at a Body, Mind, Spirit festival. So I'm always preparing talks. But for my business to grow, and that's indirectly revenue generating activity, because that might garner some interest. People might hear me and say, hey, I want to know more about what you do. I want to work with you. But think about that. If you're involved in a business or in your work, are you participating fully and generating some growth? And if you're an employee right now, am I going to work today being excellent in everything that I do? Because that excellence is going to carry over into the character and integrity that you bring in the accomplishment of your goal through the actions you take. You just get in the habit of doing everything with excellence. So it applies to every area of our life that we have to move, and we have to move dependent on the inner spirit to guide us, knowing what our best interest is. Always looking out. Always looking out for us, the inner spirit, that guiding force. You say you don't believe all that? Well, you know, people might say that on one level. I think we have beliefs on two different levels. But let's just look at that for a moment. Let's look at the life force. Let's look at the inner spirit. If you cut your finger, okay, you know, you don't go to a doctor and the doctor heals your finger. They might dress the wound, right? But what's taking place? I mean, are you do that? Do you think, oh, I can't, I can't go out with you guys today. I got to heal my finger. You don't sit there and make new cells and rebuild and restructure whatever was cut and severed and damaged, right? This is going on. The process starts immediately. Your blood starts to clot and close up the blood vessels so you don't bleed out. New cells are generated rushing in to close that incision, that gash. The inner spirit is healing. The activity of how you are put together is healing you. Look at your breathing. You don't even breathe. You can't breathe yourself. It's the spirit of life that's breathing you. So that's why it's so important. And that's in its simplest terms how we move from where we are to where we want to be. We have to use this power of our imagination, which is working with the indwelling spirit, because when we're in alignment with our deepest desires and what we're really passionate about, that is that inner spirit wanting to express in us, first of all, because that's the imagination, right? It's expressing in us through the imagination. It wants to express through us by us experiencing whatever that passion is, whatever that big dream is, and as us by the action we take. It's that inner spirit pressing out into visibility. So we have to engage the imagination. We have to discern what our purpose is. We'll find that in our passion. And we have to decide what it is we want and be in alignment with that. Be in alignment with that inner spirit that is calling us to be more, to do more, to have more. When we're in alignment with that, it's as good as ours, because the inner spirit goes to work on our behalf. And as we hold this thought in a dominant mind and do the physical and emotional part that we are indeed in control of and move it into our subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind creates the vibration of our body, well, this spirit energy that's not only within us but all around us forms that match. And it draws to us the conditions, the circumstances, the events, the people. That's the attraction part. So get in alignment with that inner spirit. That's what this show ended up being about today. trusting the inner spirit to not only heal you and breathe you, but to guide you, to show you each next step. You have to trust it. You have to believe in it. It's there, whether you believe it, whether you pay attention to it, whether you trust it, whether you understand it or not. It just is. We're immersed in it. We're made of it. Learn to go there and trust the inner spirit. See, that's how it works. We have successfully moved through 15 minutes. And when I hit that button 15 minutes ago, I had no idea what I was going to talk about. That's the way it works when you trust the inner spirit of life and living. I hope you enjoyed today's show. This is the Genesis Frequency, and this is Dr. Cause and Effect. Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, thank you so much for listening. I wish for you an infinitely spectacular day.